Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
I think we're going to see the World Health Organization announce this public health emergency of international significance and invoke more lockdowns, more control, and we go down that road, and that will disrupt the 2022 midterms.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Dr. Lee Vliet. She and attorney Todd Callender joined me on Friday to talk about the World Health Organization and the next pandemic. And as fate would have it, one day after this conversation, the WHO announced this. Here's my friend Fire Medic 8.
Basically, the WHO met this morning and they have basically categorized monkeypox as a public health emergency of international concern. Obviously, what that means to most of us who are awake, that it's they're declaring another pandemic, essentially. And in the words of Richie from Boston, they're doing it.
They're doing it, friends. The next pandemic. Now, under the World Health Organization's treaty with so many nation states, evidently these people think they can have totalitarian total control over how a country reacts to the pandemic and total control over the people. And as I state in this interview, that means if things get extremely draconian, the Biden administration will rely on the U.S. military to carry out the tyranny and forced injections. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting that Bitcoin will go down to $10,000, but Bitcoin generally seems to do the opposite of what people predict it will do. My digital money is here to give you the facts about the crypto market, and the fact is that every dip is an opportunity. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they buy. When Bitcoin dipped to $17,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that bought. And that's why they're billionaires. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, my digital money is here. Whether you want to own a crypto IRA or trade in cash, my digital money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call. And they're ready to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains, and mydigitalmoney.com will be there for you. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at mydigitalmoney.com. I'll leave the link below. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in for essentially an emergency update about monkeypox, Marburg, and the next pandemic. Will the WHO declare that monkeypox is a public health emergency of international concern? And if they do, what does it mean for you, me, and our families? Well, I have attorney Todd Callender back on and my friend Dr. Lee Vliet, the founder of truthforhealth.org. First, Todd, welcome back, sir.
Oh, always good to be here, Sean. Thank you.
I played a soundbite from you yesterday in my interview with Mike Adams, and I want to play his reaction to that soundbite later in this interview. And Dr. Lee Vliet is back on the line. Dr. Lee Vliet, thank you for leading the charge for truth when it comes to health and the mRNA bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine.
Thank you so much, Sean, for helping us get the word out to the public. We are grateful for your support.
Well, thank you so much for being on. We try to do this every other Friday, guys, and this is an important one. And before we get into what potentially are the very bad things to come under a criminal administration that has really removed itself from rule of law and constitutional law, I want to remind people of the great news, the wonderful things that have been happening. The Supreme Court telling the Biden administration that he cannot use OSHA to mandate vaccines on small businesses. He cannot use the EPA to implement United Nations Agenda 2030 policies and strip us of our energy. New York State cannot prevent people from lawfully carrying weapons to defend themselves. Guys, I want to play this clip from Robert Barnes, the attorney who was on the Alex Jones show, talking about the Supreme Court and why we're seeing these pro-human, pro-American rulings coming from the Supreme Court, even as the Biden administration does everything it can to ignore and supersede those decisions. And by the way, guys, as I play this clip, think of how the Biden administration and the Democrats want to stack the court so that there cannot be constitutional rulings anymore. Here's Robert Barnes.
Ever gone through, I mean, they're basically are taking the way in which they have rigged other.
There's five pages on the office of the president, and they list other agencies will ban investment in fossil fuel outside of law. I mean, what? Who's going to enforce that?
That's what happens when you allow these individual sanctions. So first they did it in the name of the pandemic. Then they did it in the name of Ukraine. And in both contexts, they were using it as testing grounds to see how much they could just universally and unilaterally assert power that deprives all of the rule of law so that there's no court protection, no legislative process. Even though the U.S. Supreme Court just ruled in West Virginia versus EPA that on major questions, the executive branch does not have the power to make law.
That's right.
And that's exactly what they're doing here.
So this is a constitutional crisis.
Completely. I mean, this is, you add to what they're doing with trying to mandate abortions in violation of the Dobbs decision overturning Roe. You look at what New York and California are trying to do in terms of trying to effectively overturn the Second Amendment Supreme Court decisions by reinstating even harsher restrictions.
And the press secretary has said on all three issues of energy and abortion and guns, we're ignoring the Supreme Court.
Yes, they've been open. I mean, if they can't stack it, they'll scrap it. And that's what they're doing. They're effectively scrapping the U.S. Supreme Court.
And as you said yesterday, they've announced stacking plans.
Yes, and that's their contingent plan. If somehow the courts do, in fact, step in and stop this unconstitutional action by the Biden administration and by these other correlated agencies, then they are going to try to stack it and add four Supreme
Court. And by the way, as you know, this happened 15 years ago or so in Venezuela. The government wasn't going along with Hugo Chavez, so they just expanded the Supreme Court with their appointees.
It's one of the oldest games around, is you just change who's on the court. The last time this was threatened was FDR in the 1930s, and he got what he wanted. The court capitulated and went along with him just by his threats to stack the court. So, and partially the threat to stack the court is intended to intimidate the court.
Hasn't it backfired?
So far it has. I mean, what we saw from this Supreme Court at the end, there were a lot of decisions they could have stepped. It probably worked in part due also to the poor appointment of Barrett in the election context, but it didn't work in the religious context. It didn't work in the Second Amendment context. It didn't work in the vaccine and mandate for employee context.
It's very heartening. So does this mean the court is somewhat independent? Or
Justice Thomas is now the heart of the court.
And another, I admit that. He's the real Chief Justice.
Exactly. He's the guy who is the spiritual leader of the court. And as long as he is the spiritual leader of the court will go in the right direction a lot more often than not.
I'll pause it right there. I want to play more of this, about 1 minute more, but let me come back to my guests. Todd, as an attorney, what say you? I mean, it's beyond the pale. I thought the Supreme Court was the highest law of the land. And of course, because they ruled on behalf of we the people in America first, the Democrats want to ignore the court.
Yeah, they do. It's more than that. It actually falls along the lines of part of what our law talks about, which is arbitrary and capricious. When they start making up rules, quote unquote, laws that make no sense, they have no basis in fact or rationale, it leads to what's called the dissolution of our governments, Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. And that's a basis for doing it. I think we're actually there. I'm really pleasantly surprised to see the very swift change of the judiciary, the Supreme Court in particular. And maybe that's the salvation of our Constitution and our republic. I pray so.
Dr. Vliet, your reaction?
Well, I'm very grateful for these recent rulings and that the court is finally upholding the Constitution. But let me point out something. This lawlessness didn't just start with the pandemic. Go back to the Obama administration, and we started seeing massive lawlessness and ignoring the Supreme Court, ignoring state law and federal law. Look at Fast and Furious. Look at the overt gun running under the Holder Department of Justice and the Obama administration. Look at what happened with that. Look at what they did to back down on prosecuting the Black Panthers who intimidated voters in Philadelphia. This has been going on under the Democrat administrations predominantly, but it escalated and went into the stratosphere under Obama, and now they've shot for Mars in terms of the reach on lawlessness. It is the American people have got to wake up and start doing what all of us can do in our communities, in our homes, to protect ourselves, our families, and to get our communities mobilized and to do peaceful civil disobedience, as Martin Luther King guided all of us in the civil rights movement. These are civil and constitutional rights that are being trampled upon in the most lawless, and they're bragging about it. They are doing it in your face. They are mocking America. So that's how we need to look at this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And we're going to go back to this clip and play one more minute, because this is a constitutional crisis and Clarence Thomas is the heart of the court. And, you know, I made the point in that interview, and I'll play this soundbite later with Mike Adams, that these people have lost control of the narrative to the degree that the only way they can pull this off, this tyranny off, Todd and Dr. Vliet, is by turning the military on the people. And that is in the NDAA for this puppet president to be able to do so under a health emergency. We'll get to that in a second. A little bit more from Robert Barnes on the constitutional crisis here.
And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a robust, populist, independent.
And the left even admits that. They say, impeach him. He's the leader.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's why they're, in fact, what are they doing? They're trying to use January 6th to go after Justice Thomas by going after his wife.
Which will only piss him off more.
Great, it did. I mean, if they would have studied his background, they would have understood there was no chance. You know, a great documentary about him, great family history. Probably one of the few working class people to ever make it to the U.S. Supreme Court. Has, you know, old independent political roots.
That's right. Even average white people couldn't get in the court. He's a true grassroots guy.
Absolutely. I mean, the closest you could get is Hugo Black at times, had populist instincts. William Douglas at times, but as a whole, Vincent at times. But only a few. As a whole, the Supreme Court has been an elitist institution. Thomas has broken through it with the power of his intellect and the power of his character, and that is reflected in the very constitutionally oriented decisions he's made. And the reaction of the Democratic Party is rage and effective impotency, which they're trying to replace by just taking unilateral lawless action.
Unilateral lawless action. Todd, Dr. Vliet, I'm coming back to you. Unilateral lawless action. What's to stop these people if they get away with this? They're willing to abdicate the entire U.S. government and control of the American people to the World Health Organization if that organization declares that monkeypox is a public health emergency of international concern. Guys, take it from there. That's our first topic.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This has been set up for a long time, for at least 40 years in the legislative making, Sean. All the steps were put in place for the culmination of this moment in time, to the point where they had included apparatus, the public health apparatus, as a Security Council position that would effectively bypass oversight, congressional, even presidential oversight, in the case of a public health emergency. And it turns out that President Trump actually eliminated that as a National Security Council position during the height of the COVID pandemic. So he bought us some time. He did a lot of really amazing things that we're just now really starting to find out. But to your point, it takes only the WHO to make a finding of exactly what you described. Those are the magic legal words, a public health emergency of international concern, when all dictatorial powers will flow from the WHO through the Department of Defense for enforcement. And don't forget that Secretary Austin, with the launch of the mandate of the vaccines for our military, authorized the use of force. What makes us think they're not gonna do that this time, given that the mRNA shot for monkeypox is approved?
And I think Dr. Vliet can attest to the fact that the monkeypox mRNA vaccine that is FDA approved stated weeks ago that they care not what the contents of the lipid nanoparticles are. So, and this is from an email from Todd, credit to you. So we now have unrestricted gene modification by way of nanobots in these shots. So if they make these shots compulsory, mandatory, the only way they'll get away with that, Todd, is by turning the military loose on the American people. So I want your reaction. Can they get away with that? But first, Dr. Vliet, what is in these shots?
Well, quite frankly, Sean, there's no way to know, because the FDA has turned a blind eye to any further testing of any of these vaccines that they're calling vaccines, and they are not traditional vaccines. They're gene therapy agents. But the FDA has recently decided that they're not going to make the manufacturers submit to further disclosures, further clinical trials, further safety testing, which means that the manufacturers, and I hope the public is listening to what I'm saying and the enormity of it, because that's never happened in the history of the vaccination program. Basically, the manufacturers can decide to put in the shots what they want to, and there's not going to be any further oversight. That is chilling. That is not the way medical practice in the United States has been done in the modern era. And for all of its flaws and the corruption in the FDA that we've seen much over my career, and for all of the ways they have not held pharmaceutical companies accountable in the past, Pfizer is one of the big ones. Look at the Vioxx scandal, look at the Prozac scandal, going back to the 80s, and now the COVID shot scandal and damage with Pfizer and all the data they knew that they covered up. Even in spite of all of those failings, the FDA was still our last bastion of safety and effectiveness oversight and held the pharmaceutical companies accountable for false marketing claims, which is their primary role. And they're not doing any of that any longer. The public needs to understand at the bottom line, it's not only unilateral lawlessness, and I like that phrase, it is also that our public agencies, our three-letter agencies that we are paying with our tax dollars to protect the public and be safety watchdogs are not doing any of that. Look at all the people that have left the CDC and NIH, people with a conscience who said, no more, I can't look the other way any longer, I'm leaving. Now, I wish more of them would have the courage to also speak up and speak out in the public and become whistleblowers. But look at what's happening. We're losing good people in the military, good people in law enforcement, good people across all institutions in education and medicine, and now NIH and CDC and the FDA, people who cannot look the other way for the lies and the lawlessness. Public needs to wake up and work together to speak out on this. And peaceful noncompliance that Todd has talked about, I've talked about, Martin Luther King showed the American people how that could work. It's time for that again.
Yeah. I mean, they can't get away with this if they don't have compliance. And right. The military, even if the military was turned loose to try to corral people into getting compulsory, mandatory monkeypox or Marburg vaccines, if people don't show up, if people are unwilling, what are they going to turn the guns on us? So we're going to get to that in a second here because I want Todd's reaction. Todd, I played a clip from you that kind of went viral over the past few days. I played it for Mike Adams because I know you're very concerned about under the NDAA, public health has been moved under the DOD. And use of force was already authorized to carry out mandatory shots. You could show us the legal ease on that. But my reaction to that, and I asked Mike his opinion, was that the only way that the powers that ought not be, who stole the election and installed a puppet president, can get away with all of the tyranny they're trying to carry out, United Nations Agenda 2030 policies, shutting down our oil, our gas, our natural gas, taking away the fossil fuels, implementing mandatory kill shots, is with the military. And I wanted Mike's opinion on whether or not they would get away with that in the land of armed people. And here's what Mike had to say. It's about a minute long here. Things are getting so bad for the Davos folks, for the Biden administration, that the only way they can really get to the end zone on this thing is if they turn the military on us. And I think that would probably be the case as it pertains to Marburg quarantine camps as well. What are your thoughts on anything Todd just said?
So I agree with his assessment of what they're going to try. They're going to release another biological weapon that they built, you know, fully engineered. However, I think that their efforts are going to fail. I think they've played the card so aggressively and they've lost so much trust from the public. And the public doesn't trust the media. They don't trust the CDC. They don't trust Fauci. A lot of talk about if Fauci is going to resign or retire now. I think they can't pull this off. I think they'll try and they'll fail, and then they'll have to resort to something like a dirty bomb. That's my assessment, Sean. I think this goes nuclear as the pandemic, the next pandemic effort fails.
I think the reason he went there to the nuke idea, to the dirty bomb idea, guys, is because of the PSA coming out of New York City where they're fear-mongering about a nuke just went off. So obviously that is another card they could play and might be willing to play if all else fails. Your thoughts on what was just stated there, though, Todd, I don't think they're going to get away with it because they'd have to turn the U.S. military loose on the people. And I don't think the people would stand for that.
Well, I don't think it's even just the people that won't stand for that. You know, thanks in no small part to yourself, Dr. Vliet, and a whole lot of people just like you that have gotten the message out over the last 2 years. The people have arisen, and particularly in the military. You know, there's a bunch of, I mean, hundreds of thousands of really pissed off service members where nowhere in their employment agreement did it force them to become a laboratory animal. But along comes the edict from the Secretary of Defense, which was patently illegal anyway. People recognized that, and it really angered them. And then they were shunned, not just from the command structure, but even from their fellow service members. And, you know, through a whole bunch of campaigns that they all undertook to assert their own rights, I think there was a lot of discourse that happened amongst the ranks. And so the good news and the bad news is this. First and foremost, it's somewhere between a fifth and a quarter of our entire military that are now going to be leaving because of this compulsory shot for COVID. Of those that remain, I understand from very well-placed people, whistleblowers, even general officers, that about 25% of our military is not going to go along with that program. They understand what's happening, and they're not going to do it. And that's particularly so in the special operations community. So, which are the leaders, right? They're always the first ones in, and the rest of the troops look to see what they're going to do. And if the spec ops people aren't going along with the program, nobody else is going to go along with the program. They will be committing, you know, the self-disillusion all by themselves. And I think that's actually kind of where we're at. The sad part is I agree with Mike that, you know, these purveyors, the monsters in charge that are doing this, the ones above government, they know they've been caught. They know that there's a hangman's noose, gallows waiting for them. So it's really only a function of what vector of mass death are they going to take next, whether it's nuclear or something else, we don't know. But the population has arisen, and even those that have been triple vaxxed are now starting to get it and start to question things. I think Tucker Carlson did something, a piece last night even, where, you know, people are really onto this now, and they're onto the WHO fraud. So I don't think it's going to work.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. I don't think it's going to work either. And, you know, Mike said in my interview, and I'll quote him, "These are signs of the end times of a collapsing empire," end quote. The desperation in the overreach coming from this administration and the puppet president is astounding, that they want the American people to just swallow the fact that because pro-American decisions are coming from the Supreme Court, that the Supreme Court must be ignored or stacked so those decisions can be rechanged. It's pure insanity. And again, it leads me back to my terrible analogy about what's to stop them from other insane executive orders, anti-human executive orders. Your mind could go crazy thinking about it, right?
It's us. It's we, the people, that will stop them. You know, and our founders understood that. They said in a time of crisis that the American people will rise up. And that's why Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution actually exists. We were given the power to undo our government or to redo it. I think that's really what we have to focus on, is how to get these people out lawfully and reconstitute our government the way it was really designed.
Dr. Vliet, please jump in at any moment, but let me share this good news with both of you, which I know you're aware of. I'm not sure if the audience is, but on July 15th, a federal district court in Ohio temporarily blocked the Biden administration from forcing the COVID-19 mRNA death jab on thousands of U.S. Air Force service members who remain unvaccinated. This is more fantastic news. I'm coming back to both of you. Again, we see pro-human, pro-American decisions coming from, wait for it, many Trump-appointed judges and conservatives and Christian judges on the Supreme Court. In the end, God wins. What is the significance of this federal district court ruling in Ohio, guys?
Twofold, if you don't mind, just because I happen to be in the heat of this whole thing, given that we've got a whole lot of military clients that are in that circumstance. Number one, it's tremendous. It's fantastic. And it gives a lot of hope to a lot of service members who are looking to losing their careers, sometimes lifelong careers. On the other hand, I've got clients in the Air Force who are telling me that the DOD is completely disregarding this lawful court order. So that goes to the whole point of what is arbitrary, what is capricious, what is the standard that we're dealing with out of those that are in the levers of power of our federal government? And the answer is none. They are they're abdicating their decisions to the people, and the people aren't going to put up with it.
Well, Sean, we have a military advisory council on our Truth for Health Foundation team, and we also have been funding legal defense grants for our service members and are initiating two additional lawsuits in federal court on these issues. So our Air Force members on the advisory council were very pleased to see this recent ruling. However, the next day, to Todd's point, one of our military advisory council members had been in conversation with someone in top leadership in the Air Force, and they're planning to go ahead with mandating the booster shots to define a service member as fully vaccinated. So while there is a very exciting and positive court ruling, the lawlessness and the DOD ignoring the court rulings and the fact that they're going for broke full steam ahead, forcing the boosters that, remember what I just said medically, the FDA is not looking into or providing any oversight on what modifications may be made in the manufacturing and components of these additional vaccines and shots. So we have a very serious situation, and I'm working closely with our military service members through the foundation, and all of our efforts are targeted on helping to increase awareness among the service members of what's really happening. I just did a program on the Comirnaty deception, where they were, and one of our lieutenant colonels in the Army was talking about the fact that he has done the research to show that they are trying to falsely claim that the FDA-approved Comirnaty is available for the military, and they're putting labels on the vials. I mean, this is fraud. This is criminal activity that's affecting our military service members. And we've been working to get that out to the service members so that they don't get fooled by the lies and deception. It's massive. It's happening everywhere. And the DOD is actually right now one of the organizations, one of the agencies that is the most out of control and going rogue, because they have full control over the military, and the military service members have so few rights left. So that's very alarming. That's why our efforts are so focused on helping to defend the military, because they are our last line of defense and they need their rights defended.
Yeah. Well, Todd, you know that I've interviewed a few of these patriots in the military that are resisting this vax tyranny, but you know a lot more of these people than I do, and you probably know more folks towards the top of the food chain in the military than I do. Is it not true that it is the duty of the men and women serving in the armed forces to disobey any unconstitutional order coming from the puppet in chief? Because now they've got a leg to stand on, because the Supreme Court has already declared what is constitutional and unconstitutional in some of these cases. Does that not give the military men and women the gumption to tame this tyranny? Does that not give them the courage and the ability to do so? I guess I'm praying out loud here.
Well, it's fine. The sad part is they've had it all along. If you look at 18 USC 2441, you will see that's the war crimes provision of our federal law. that has been applicable from the very beginning of this. And we've been crying for somebody to start such an investigation, eventually a prosecution. You know, don't forget, Nuremberg was, in fact, a court-martial. It was a military hearing. And we've been asking for people, general officers, to convene such a court-martial to do exactly this. You know, if there's a court order that says, hey, Air Force, you can't do this, and the Air Force is violating that anyway, then that's exactly what they risk, is giving people the pretense, the basis to do it. I have my doubts. They've had the basis the entire time. War crimes are war crimes. And our government's been committing them from day one. So I hope that you're right. I don't know what that straw is, a proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back. Perhaps it's this.
Well, let me show you guys this. Doomsday midterm election scenario takes shape for Democrats. Doomsday is probably putting it lightly. If there are fair elections, if we get to have an election in November, because you know what might happen, this criminal administration might find a national emergency and then try to suspend elections. If they did that, there would be pure chaos. But the doomsday that's coming for these people, because they're so clearly now being identified as traitors to the Constitution, they hate MAGA. They joke about MAGA. Making America great to them is a big joke. What do you guys see happening in the midterms here? Worst case scenario, best case?
I think we're going to see the World Health Organization announce this public health emergency of international significance and invoke more lockdowns, more control, and we go down that road, and that will disrupt the 2022 midterms. I think Republicans are not paying attention to the handwriting on the wall when they assume there will be a sweep in November. We have not yet addressed the election fraud from 2020 that has been proven in 6 battleground states. Not one single one of those states has done what they are constitutionally empowered to do and overturn that fraudulent election that was proven in those 6 battleground states. It's happening right here in Arizona. They have proven the fraud. Not one thing has been done to decertify 2020 election. If we have not fixed what happened in 2020. That was a landslide for Trump. We know it. They could watch the changes in real time. There have been many programs and documentaries on that. And it has not yet been fixed. It's obvious that they still have the same capability of manipulating the vote in 2022 that they had in 2020, 2016, 2012, 2008. It hasn't been fixed. Until that is done, we can't assume, number one, that there'll be a fair election. And number two, I think Todd and I both see the handwriting on the wall with all that's being done by WHO and this out of control, lawless administration, that they are going to push for a national public health emergency. And we may not have the election at all, or they're going to require everyone to mail in, which means more fraud. Yeah. So I think that's where people need to get galvanized to work in their communities with every legal option and every civil disobedience option that's available to them.
Yeah. Well, it was Steve Bannon who rightly said so many times in the past year or two, elections have consequences and stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. This is pretty fresh news, July 4th, 2022. Biden uses agencies to federalize elections. You know, he would love to federalize all elections moving forward. By hook or by crook, President Joe Biden is doing what he can to federalize elections. The Constitution be damned. This seems to be a theme with these people, Todd. I think maybe that should be Joe Biden's next campaign phrase. Instead of MAGA, make America great again, it should be the Constitution be damned.
Well, Obama began that, Sean. And remember, Biden has such cognitive impairment that he is not the one making these decisions.
That's true. It's Victoria Nuland. It's Obama. That's right. 100%.
And Obama is spearheading that from right there in Washington, not 2 blocks from the White House.
Yeah. You know, I would also add this, Sean, and it cuts both ways. We have to keep that in mind, which is that without enforcement of laws, without law enforcement, there aren't any laws. So you can look at that a couple of different ways as it relates to the elections in particular, which is, you know, if they try and impair or do away with entirely the prospects of an election, on what basis? And I would love to see nothing better than American people rising up and just having their elections anyway. Dr. Vliet's exactly right on this, though. We haven't addressed the underlying issue here, which is fraud. Our government is committing fraud, whether that is the COVID vaccines, the tests, or the election. They are an illegal government, and as such, should be ignored. We have to go back to the original Constitution and the laws of God, and as people, simply follow those and ignore every other one.
Well, what I continue to say, and maybe it's naive of me, but I kind of don't think so. I go with my heart on this. I continue to tell my guests that the good news is that the tyrants are acting like tyrants, which is waking everybody up like never before. Just 3, 4, 5 short years ago, I probably would not have been able to get Dr. Vliet on my broadcast when I was talking about UN Agenda 2030 policies and scaring everybody about what is in black and white, about what the plans are of these people, because, you know, folks like me were considered to have tinfoil hats. Well, now,
actually, people... Sean, I was reading that at the same time.
Yeah. Well, you've been so public, though, since about the bioweapon, as have others. You know, how about...
I was public on a lot of those issues. I just didn't know you. From 2008 onward, I was fighting against government control of healthcare with Obamacare and Hillary Care and the Agenda 2021, Agenda 2030. I just was operating in a different realm from, I didn't know you. But, you know, all of us that were the early watchmen on the wall are the ones that have now begun to coalesce because COVID brought us together in ways that they perhaps didn't predict, but God knew would help us save our republic, save lives, and hopefully save the world.
That's right. Oh, you actually spark a thought. I've never had a good thing to say about Pfizer until this moment. Pfizer brought us together. Albert Bourla and the World Economic Forum and Yuval Noah Harari and Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci, they've brought real thinking, caring people together to speak truth, because you can't get the truth from the mainstream media. And at the end of the day, that is the good news that people are waking up to. The mainstream horror media has an all-time low approval rating from the American people, as does Joe Biden, as does the criminal government, the federal government. And I don't see how they get away with this when people are waking up. When you get a tyrant to behave like a tyrant, only one of two things can happen, Todd. Either the tyrants get toppled or the people live in chains. And I don't think 330 million people who are well-armed are going to live in chains.
Yeah, that's right. The problem that comes after that is the then what question. So you look at Sri Lanka, they threw their government out. Then what? You know, business has to go on. People still have to work. You got to have education. And what we've come to find throughout this whole thing is that the bureaucracy itself in our government can't be trusted because they're all aiding and abetting this. So we really have to have an alternate plan. And you're right, I do work with some high-level military people, retired folks, General Vallely, for instance, General McInerney, General Bishop, and they all actually have plans. You know, this is what they did for a living. Colonel Chambers, they rebuilt governments and societies out of the dirt. And I think we have to look at those people to help shape our direction and shape our energy, because it's one thing to topple a government. It's another one for the other side to introduce their own idea of a government. In fact, that's been the World Economics Plan all along, was to destroy our civilization so that they could offer us their version of the solution, right? The Hegelian dialectic. So I want to go that way and just caution people that let's have a plan in place as this happens, because I agree with you and Mike Adams. This is going to happen. There's no putting this genie back in the bottle. The only question is what to do next.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Sean, I'm going to comment. I want to add something to what you said just a minute ago. You made the point, which is very valid, that when tyrants act like tyrants, it wakes people up. There's an interesting difference with Biden compared to Obama. Both have been acting lawlessly. Biden's administration was lawless in ways that I'd not seen in my lifetime. But people didn't really speak out against that on a broader scale. And I think part of that was the fact that he was the first Black American president, and there was so much white guilt that if they spoke out, they would be accused of being racist. And of course, that was the standard line. Now you've got an old white male, cognitively impaired, what can I say, kind of a bumbling idiot, making a mockery of America. And the lawlessness is escalating, and it's not much different from what was done in the Obama administration. And Obama may very well be one of the people pulling the strings behind the scenes, but Biden makes a target that people can discount, can criticize, can look at and say, this is awful. We have the Biden betrayal of the military. I've been doing conferences on that and shows on that. We have Biden's bounty on your life and the fact that the hospital incentive payments. We have the Dr. Chambers is talking about the Biden border invasion. You'll notice how more people are picking up on blaming the Biden administration for these problems than we saw under the Obama administration. And I think there's some psychological reasons for that. So I'm actually glad to see that Biden is getting the Biden administration, even though he's not capable of planning all this. I really am glad to see that they're getting the proper blame put where it belongs.
Yeah. And just one more topic before we wrap up. I agree with you. Obama was a silk-tongued snake, whereas Biden is just a snake who really cannot talk at all. And he stole the election. So that's the other big piece of it, is that people actually believe Obama was lawfully elected, whereas nobody believes that Biden was. So we've really hit a tipping point here where the Great Awakening is so very real. And I continue to say, either Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Biden get their Great Reset, or we the people get our Great Awakening. I don't see anything in the middle. I don't see how these two sides compromise. And so the last topic here is this unequal application of the law, which is now evident for all to see. You got these January 6th people, some of whom are still in jails, rotting in DC for 18 months, sitting in jail waiting for a trial, completely unconstitutional. And Simone Gold has been sentenced to 60 days in prison and a $9,500 fine because she was forced to take a plea deal because she was facing 20 years on trumped up charges. And amidst the backdrop of that, you have Colbert's production team going into the state capitol, harassing Republicans, and the charges have been dropped. So people are getting mighty well aware and mighty fed up with this unequal application of the law, Todd. And that, to me, is a big part of this tipping point.
But it is. And actually, it's really illustrative to this whole point. So in March of 2020, when the first public health emergency of international concern was declared, our Health and Human Services declared a pandemic. Guess what happened? They suspended the Constitution, and that's why you are seeing what you're seeing. All of those people locked in solitary confinement are having their constitutional rights violated every day. On what basis? Because there is no Constitution applicable. And that's what happens when these public health emergencies are declared. It is a cessation, a suspension of your human rights, of your constitutional rights. And that's why we're so terrified of what the WHO will say. All of the legal pretext, all the steps are already in place to carry on and do exactly that. So for instance, Biden had the declaration of the COVID pandemic go through the end of July. And this is why Dr. Vliet and I are so sure that they have to have their next public health emergency. There's never gonna give up this power. We're gonna have to take it back. And when I say take it back, I want people to understand very carefully, it's the people in the positions of power that are the problem. It's not our government itself, right? Our government was actually well-crafted. We just have to take it back because the people that are there are committing treason and sedition every day. Those are a basis by themselves to get rid of them. We just have to find somebody with fortitude to prosecute them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I said last topic was Simone Gold there in the unequal application of the law. But let me ask you this. Let's play this out. If the World Health Organization declares monkeypox or Marburg or whatever in the future, a public health emergency of international concern, and evidently the Biden administration will willingly relinquish our sovereignty to the WHO, and whatever they say we must do, then we must do. That does not add up to me in a republic that is well armed with patriots who are waking up. And as I said to Mike Adams, in a scenario where Biden either shuts down all of our fossil fuels so we don't have affordable energy under United Nations Agenda 2030, or he allows the World Health Organization to dictate what we're to do in the next pandemic, I don't see people or states that care about the Constitution going along with it. And at the end of the day, that's the good news. We have 50 states, some of whom have governors that care very much about the people in the Constitution. So yeah. How, in your view, could this possibly play out in any way that would really put an end to our republic, Todd?
I can tell you exactly how this plays out, because the steps are already there and written in law. So if there is such a declaration, then the U.S. is treaty bound to follow those edicts by the WHO, which refer to the CDC, NIH et al. Anyway, which means that our military, pursuant to the National Defense Authorization Act of 2022, which is in fact in law, the military will be charged with coordinating all this, not just with the WHO, but it actually states in the statute they'll have to coordinate with the World Bank and the IMF as well. So I don't know how the bankers and financiers got involved, but it's in the statute. So then what happens is the WHO will send their mercenaries, just like they did in Ottawa and Canberra. And it will be a choice of our military and law enforcement. Are they going to repel those invaders, or are they going to join them? And that's why I keep saying to people, you've got to engage our people in uniform. Again, there is no law without law enforcement. So if we can get law enforcement, uniformed people on our side to understand that when that day comes that those UN mercenaries arrive in their white C-141s, they can meet them right there on the tarmac and say, go home. Or, you know, they can let them don local uniforms and start undertaking police actions. I think it really will be the former of those two choices. I don't think our people, military, uniformed, or general public, are going to allow that to happen. Thanks in no small part to you and what you're doing. It's educating people, and they didn't know they had that choice. They didn't know it was coming, but they do now.
Yeah. Well, again, I tell people all the time about the tipping point that was reached with BGH in the milk. Once enough moms found out that bovine growth hormone was not good for their kids, they didn't want to buy the milk, so they stopped buying the milk, and soon Monsanto's BGH became worthless. And here we sit in an environment, a republic, not a democracy, by and for the people, where Ray Epps is ignored by the Jan 6 committee, ignored by the media, and now pieces are being rolled out calling him a sympathetic figure who was framed by nutcases and conspiracy theorists that he had anything to do with what happened on January 6th, when he's on video directing people the day before and on the day to storm the Capitol. Meanwhile, Simone Gold has to go to prison for 60 days. This is the stuff that leads to a toppling of a criminal government. And I'm not calling for violence, but people's blood is boiling, Todd.
Well, in addition, Sean, what they are underestimating is that beyond the fact that part of the public is boiling over what you just described, I can assure you that because I'm at the grassroots level in all my work, and I can assure you that what's really going on out there across this country is the average people are boiling over the fact that their gas prices are through the roof, their food prices are through the roof, and they're having to make some hard choices about whether to put gas in the car to get to work, to get a paycheck, or put food on the table. And part of our work at Truth for Health Foundation has been doing these educational programs each week to teach people what they can do to be more self-reliant, to have options to improve their health that they control. They are outraged. They can't get proper medical care. I tell you, there's a whole lot more that is making the American people outraged and reaching the boiling point than what's going on in Washington. And it's what's affecting them every day they get up and try and put food on the table and drive to do their work and their basic errands. Yeah. That's where they're underestimating what's really going on that's going to help people begin to work together in ways that they had to coalesce and work together in World War II. And this is World War III that we're in, mm-hmm. even though it has not been officially declared.
That's 100% right. War is being waged against we the people in America and people all over the world. Case in point, the Netherlands, where these Dutch farmers are told you need to cull 30, 35, 40% of your cattle because climate change. You need to go hungry. You need to give up your business and your land because climate change, because Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Klaus Schwab. Same thing all over the world. And people, unlike in Sri Lanka, which Todd rightly noted, we don't want that. We want a peaceful uprising like we're seeing in Netherlands, as right-thinking people wake up and say, hell no to criminal governments, including ours. And I talked about people's blood boiling. Well, we are going to show this government how mad we are in November. And we're going to take this thing back, as we should have taken it back 2 years ago. And the consequences of a fraudulent election are very, very serious, as the American people are finding out. All right. Last word from you, Todd. How do people follow you? Anything else?
No, I thank you, by the way, for this opportunity. So you can always find what I'm doing through truthforhealth.org. Also, we have daily updates at VaxChoice, VAXXChoice.com, and my law firm is Disabled Rights Advocates. So thank you for the opportunity, Sean.
Well, thank you, as always. You are going viral out there, and keep it up. I appreciate you. And Dr. Lieve Leet, anything we missed? One more word about how people follow you.
Truthforhealth.org. We have new fact sheets, new expanded medical information and options to help protect yourself on monkeypox, Marburg, 5G radiation, vaccine injury. We have a very medically sound vaccine injury treatment guide prepared by physicians and experts in the field who actually are treating patients. And it's an integrated approach. We're not selling products, trying to make a profit on all of these rescue kits. We are helping people with what they can do to go and find low-cost options that they can put under their control. And I really want to urge people, turn back to your Bible, turn back to God, get on your knees and pray that we will, as a nation, turn back to God, away from the lawlessness. Just as Noah faced a flood of evil in his day and followed God's direction to prepare, not panic. I mean, think about it. He was building an ark in the middle of the desert when there'd been no rain. People thought he was just as crazy as they thought you were and I was years ago. We are the Noah of today, and we need to listen to God's guidance on preparing and planning, not panic. And that includes prayer as a potent weapon against evil. In fact, I would say it's our best weapon against evil.
Amen. Beautiful.
Amen. Beautifully said. And of course, I'm a dummy. I should wrap it up right there. But you inspired me to share Luke 8:17. Just one more time. I do it a lot. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. I share that this last time in this interview with you guys, because everything we just discussed is the stuff they wanted to have cloaked in darkness. And it's all out in the open now. This stuff was unimaginable for the average Joe to digest or consider just 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago. 10 years ago when I started this, it was a very lonely space. And now patriots of all sorts, colors, and stripes are speaking out about these issues, as are professional lawyers and doctors like the two of you. So thank you so much for standing on the side of truth and light. Love you guys. Friends, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and a special thank you to our subscribe stars. I'll leave the link below, and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thank you so much for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news every single day for free, please visit us directly at the two main sites, thephaser.com and sgtreport.com. Those are the antidotes to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
These are end times of the empire. So this empire is going to collapse. I can assure you that, and your entire listening audience. Western Europe will fall, and the United States of America, as we know it, will also collapse. Now, the America that we have in our hearts, we can rebuild that.